Public policy think tank the New Zealand Initiative says this country is still underprepared for the next big earthquake. The group of economists has reviewed the policy response to the Canterbury earthquakes and has just released its report, Recipe for Disaster, Building Policy on Shaky Ground, is the name that goes by. It says recovery from the quakes was hindered by avoidable policy mistakes that still haven't been addressed. Well, one of the report's co-authors, Dr. Eric Crampton's in the Wellington studio. Good morning. What were the biggest mistakes?
The biggest mistake was that government was focused on restoring demand certainty downtown and ignored the supply uncertainty that they were causing. So what I mean by that is it took years for businesses to be able to tell whether they'd be allowed to rebuild and where during these extended city replanning efforts. It took years for homeowners to be able to figure out where they'd be able to rebuild, having to endure long fights between EQC and their private insurers. And these things were avoidable. We could have had prior planning. There was a 2009 report that pointed to some of the problems in EQC that could have been avoided, and it still can be avoided.
But it's not been done yet.
Well, they've trialed that one in Kaikoura. We need to learn the lessons from that and make sure that it's worked out as planned. So there, Treasury had previously recommended, and we endorsed the recommendation, that private insurers be the first port of call for homeowners, that they're not stuck having to deal with those fights about whether things are over cap or under cap, only having to deal with one set of assessors. We think that's a very good idea. It's worth assessing how that worked out in Kaikoura to make sure that insurers aren't just providing giveaways to their clients, but it seems very promising. More broadly, though, we need to have off-the-shelf legislation ready so that we're not simultaneously having to have an earthquake recovery agency that's inventing itself and its own governance arrangements at the same time as trying to coordinate earthquake recovery.
Yeah, are you essentially advocating for kind of EQC to be cut out of quite a lot of this?
Well, EQC has an important role in making sure that there's broad availability of insurance, but the policy that was trialed in Kaikoura had them effectively working as providing the excess for a private claimant. So instead of you putting up the first $10,000, if that's your excess, EQC would be putting up the first $125,000 if that's the EQC cap. Private insurers would just be going to EQC for that excess. So claimants don't have to then deal with EQC. Private insurers have access to a lot more claims assessors.
A lot of people will be thinking, why hasn't this been done? Because earthquakes are hardly a surprise in New Zealand.
Well, it's one of these things that's important but not urgent, right? So after National came in, they had that report from EQC saying that they wouldn't be ready for a big earthquake and they weren't up to the task of handling all the claims assessment and they should only be writing checks. But National had its own things that it needed to get done in its first year. Labor's now come in. It's getting through its first 100 days. It's had a fair bit of urgency around that. Being ready for the next earthquake with policy responses is always something that feels like it can be pushed back because, well, maybe it won't happen this year, maybe it won't happen next year. But if we don't get it sorted, we're going to have the same problems in Wellington that we had in Christchurch, where we're going to have extended periods where there isn't access to downtown, extended periods where people are fulminating over whether we should be redesigning downtown entirely. Any type of grand redesign like that should be planned in advance or just not do it. Don't do anchor projects. Don't do precincts. Let people get on with their own recovery.
Thank you very much for your time. Eric Crampton there of the New Zealand Initiative.